Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. All three stupid guys are here this week. And we got a special guest this week, John Evans. He is the host of two podcasts, X's and Y's Fantasy Football Podcast. Also, It's Always Friday the 13th podcast.
Good to be here, guys.
Wait, sorry. Fans of our Walking Dead podcast might be interested in a book he wrote last year called Death Afterlife, a Zombie Apocalypse Thriller. And he is part of the dreaded Raider Nation, but he makes up for it by having two adorable cats named Prescott and Misha. John Evans.
I like the intro there, Mike. Thank you so much. Appreciate the plug on the book. By the way, I'm working on the second one, so it'll be available sometime in 2016.
Well, hold on a second. No one told me he was a Raider fan.
Afraid so.
All we're missing is a Broncos fan tonight. For the AFC
no, we're
West.
Not. We don't need one of those. We don't need any of those.
So, since you're a Raider fan, let me just get right off the bat here. Are the Chargers – I'm a Charger fan. Are the Chargers and Raiders going to be sharing a stadium next season?
Oh, you know, I mean, it seems to go either way on that horse race week to week. You know, suddenly it's looking like the St. Louis will keep the Rams. Other times it's looking like their stadium demands are going to be too expensive or people aren't going to finance it. I mean, it seems like maybe the Raiders are going to possibly get left out in the cold as far as the stadium game of musical chairs here. But I think the Chargers are pretty likely to end up in L.A. simply because it's not looking like a viable option to stay there because of the fans aren't showing up anymore, at least not enough to compete with the visiting fans. And it just seems like an unworkable situation there. But, you know, ask me next week and I'll give you a different answer. It's been crazy.
Well, today the NFL announced they're going to give $100 million to the Rams to help build their stadium.
Ah, really? See, I didn't even see that.
Yeah, but I guess it's tied into someone said it's tied into concessions, future dates or something like that, but they said they'll give them $100 million towards what they need to build the stadium. It's like they don't want him moving at all, which makes no sense because the Rams are the perfect team since they were there.
Yes,
They should be the ones moving.
I completely agree. I'm a Raiders fan, meaning that I'm a Oakland Raiders fan. You know, I mean, that's where the tradition of the team is. I did kind of fall in love with them when they were in L.A., but the L.A. Rams makes just so much more sense. The tradition, the records they set, the lore of that franchise. Even though they won a Super Bowl in St. Louis, there's just no really comparing it. So I would like to see the Rams end up here. So That's disappointing news if that ends up moving the needle.
Yeah, I just don't – but I think the owner of the Rams, he doesn't want to stay in St. Louis. I think that's the
no,
key.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And he owns land out here already. He's got a stadium plan.
He said he's got to build.
What are these concession things? Like, are they going to sell concessions really expensive to get the money back?
Well, like at later events, they get to share part of the concession sales or something like that. There's so much different information.
So it's like popcorn for like $1,000?
Well, isn't it $1,000 now?
Pretty much.
You have to like have a credit card. You have to sign up for a credit card with the concession stand in order to actually eat food there.
You need to take out a mortgage on your house.
Right. Now, my name's Matt, John, and I proposed this to Jack a couple weeks ago. What if the Rams go to L.A. and the Chargers go to St. Louis?
Interesting. I don't see why not.
It's just a name switch. So it's just funny because so many L.A. I just hear from so many different L.A. Residents and people that they seem to want the Rams. So it's like, well, you want the name and you want the lore. Chargers, they're just happy to play. Charger fans, they just want their team to live.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of diehard Charger fans, but, you know, I guess just not enough to fill up the stadium. And it was interesting. There was a Facebook campaign for the Raiders and a Facebook campaign for the Rams as far as moving here. And the Rams to L.A., the Rams outnumbered the Raiders fan support as far as the likes and all those other measures, like 10-1. So there's just a lot more support, as you said.
Well, as a Charger fan, I can speak up for Charger fans. The stadium's a dump.
Yeah.
It smells like pee. It's probably the worst. I've been lucky enough to go to a few stadiums around the country the last few years. It's a dump. I know the Raiders have a crappy stadium too, but yep. I mean, there's a good 15,000-20,000 seats that are just absolutely terrible for football. The ones down low, you have to stand the entire game. The scoreboard is terrible, and on top of that, for the last 20, we've never warmed up to the Spanoses. Mm. There's never been that. It's not like the Rooneys or like Al Davis was to the Raiders. They hate him. I mean, they hate the city of San Diego hates Alex Spanos and the rest of Spanoses. So I think that's the problem too. And this whole year, it's just been, why show up for the team is terrible, and the owner's made is basically said from day one, I'm going to L.A.
Jack, you even yelled at him too.
I did yell. I yelled at the son, John Spanos, at Jacksonville. I put the fear of God into him. But we'll see what happens. Like I said, every day it's different news. One day I get pumped up. Okay, maybe it's not going to happen. No. But to me, I don't know why the NFL doesn't give the city of San Diego money and have the Super Bowl there every 2 or 3 years. I've never understood that. What better place to have a Super Bowl?
Yeah, the weather is fantastic. It's relatively easy to get there from other places. I'm with you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done complaining.
He's not done yet. We still have the rest of the season. We're trapped. John, save yourself.
I'm done complaining. I don't complain anymore. I just watch the game and cry.
It's nice to be a Raiders fan and not be particularly in a complaining mood tonight. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it was a good game yesterday.
Yep.
Sunday.
Sunday.
So you think they have a chance against Green Bay this week?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's the kind of team with that offense that they always have a chance, and Green Bay has certainly been a lot more inconsistent than anyone thought. But, no, I mean, I wouldn't be betting the house on it. I think that Green Bay seems to have found their stride, and they've got a formula on offense that is working now that Mike McCarthy is calling the plays again or, just having come to their senses in some way. Eddie Lacy is thinking about football for a change, which is nice. it's going to be a tough one for the Raiders. I think we probably are in for a bit of a letdown after that huge emotional win against our hated nemesis in the division.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's a big game, though. I don't know. I think I'm gonna pick Green Bay this week, though. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We have our picks later in the show, and so I just want to kind of get your advice on some things.
That's where my money is.
Okay.
You got a question, Mike?
I have a quick question. What do you think about Carlos Hyde's outlook for the rest of the season, John?
That's a little bit of an inside joke there, everybody. Yes, a couple of weeks ago, Liz Loza, my fabulous co-host on the X's and Y's podcast, was really trying to get information out of me about the status and the prognosis for Carlos Hyde, and I was not able to help her with that, and at least the question has been resolved now because he is on IR, so I don't have to worry about hearing that question again.
Do you think the Patriots are going to be affected by all the injuries they've had?
Yeah, affected, absolutely. I mean, they're definitely slowing down. I mean, we're not talking about breaking records anymore here. It's not like 55-13 or something like that, no matter what the opposition is. I think the Patriots are going to be having a harder time putting up points, but they are endlessly adaptable. We've seen that, with the changing seasons and the changing personnel year after year. They find a way to win, so I don't think it's going to be super glamorous, but they'll continue to do what they do, which is win football games. And Tom Brady, I don't think he's going to become a quarterback two or anything like that down the stretch. He'll still give you a couple touchdowns and 250 to 300 yards very safely.
He's not like old man Manning right now.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think Manning, as far as like makes an appearance yet this season? Can he steady the ship, the Brockweiler experiment?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Osweiler is playing that badly. I mean, I think that a lot of what happened this last weekend against the Raiders was just the perfect antidote for the Gary Kubiak offense, which is when you have all those rollouts and bootlegs and stuff, you give pass rushers more time to do something. And we have two pretty awesome young bookends there, particularly Khalil Mack getting after the quarterback. So we just short-circuited their whole offense. And yeah, I mean, their line is poor. So I don't think that Peyton Manning would do any better behind that patchwork offensive line than Brock Osweiler has. So, I mean, there's like one thing that you might hold out some hope for with Peyton is that the weeks off, you know, have completely recharged him. But I just, you know, I don't even think that, you know, at the outset of the year in the preseason and in week one, I don't know that he looked like he did early last season. I think he definitely seems like he's kind of gone off that old man's cliff, you know, Father Time being undefeated, yada, yada, yada. And I don't think we're going to see vintage Peyton no matter what. I mean, he was just misfiring mentally and physically when we last saw him. I think it's more than a nagging injury or two. We can throw that out.
Well, they still haven't decided who's going to play this week.
I think they're leaning towards Osweiler, last I heard.
Are they?
If I was Manning and I knew that you know, we had to go into Pittsburgh, I would just be like, yeah, Brock's your man. I'm still not good, guys. Like, just let him get the lumps in Pittsburgh, get out and, you know, take care of business elsewhere.
I don't know where his head's at. It's got to be dinging his pride, you know, that's for sure, to break down the way he has.
Well, I'm sure
that's true.
I'm sure he doesn't want to go out the way he's going out, like Johnny Unitas. I mean, I remember Johnny Unitas when he came to the Chargers. His last year was just painful to watch, and he didn't. I think he was replaced by Dan Fouts 6 games into the season or whatever it was. It just, you don't want to see these great players go out that way.
No, it's heartbreaking.
It kind of looked like last year. It's like everyone's saying maybe he should just quit now, but I guess he's stubborn.
Well, it's hard when your team is that good. You know, I mean, if the defense wasn't there and they didn't have so much talent on offense, I could understand it, but I mean, the championship window was still open, so I can't blame him. He's always been such a cerebral player. You were kind of hoping that he would keep up at least that savvy, brilliant chess master kind of play, and it's just strange watching him make these ill-advised throws as if he doesn't realize what his arm is capable of doing anymore.
Yeah, it's hard to admit when you're done.
Yeah. I mean,
like you said, if without their defense, they're not even, they're probably down with the Chargers.
Oh yeah. I mean, they are really struggling right now.
Right.
And they really have been all year. It's just that defense is so tough that it can keep you in games. Kind of the way that, weirdly enough, with Tim Tebow a few years ago, they were always in the game because of their defense and very little else.
So you think your Raiders still have a shot at the playoffs?
No. I mean, I think it's extremely competitive as far as the mathematics go at this point. The record's not there. I don't know if we're officially eliminated, but I think the team pretty much knows that. I mean, right now we're just playing for future free agents and fans and, you know, rookies and everyone to want to be a part of this organization. And I think we are accomplishing that goal, which, you know, makes me very happy.
Yeah, I hate to admit it because, I like I said, I hate the Raiders. But sure. you guys got a good young team.
Yeah, the pieces are there. I mean, there's some foundational pieces that we're not going to lose next year probably. You know, contracts aren't up. It's young guys who are on contracts that are reasonable and, you know, aren't breaking the bank. So, yeah, I mean, I think the future's bright. We obviously have a long way to go before we're a championship contender, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. And, you know, it's been a pretty long time since I've been able to say that.
Well, you got to figure that Broncos are about ready due to they kind of hit cap hill here soon, all those players.
Yes. Yes. I mean, attrition always occurs. It's inevitable in the NFL, the ups and downs of those cycles. The Raiders are at least, they can break all the rules somehow. They are definitely the model franchise.
And also the Colts, when they're not suffering, as Matt has learned.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had mentioned earlier, you know, it takes longer to recharge the battery. I think that's a, you know, rechargeable batteries, they have a half-life, and you know, the Colts are kind of facing that with Hasselbeck. So, and kind of trying to get through this, like, luck injury year. So, but it seems like the season, I don't know, the attitude amongst fans in Indianapolis is, like, the season's over. It's like, there's no
chance.
Yeah,
you're in the playoff chase. You are in the chase.
We are in the chase, and I'm like, we're kind of we still have a chance, guys. Like, let's just make it to the playoffs. Anything can happen. Remember the Giants? Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Twice.
What have you heard on Luck? Because I've heard today he may be done for the year.
Well, he wants to play, right?
Yeah, he wants to play.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you want to just, like, if it doesn't work out, if it goes down in flames, I mean, would you as a Colts fan want to kind of clean house here and, you know, move on from the GM and Chuck Pagano and start over? Or do you think that it's like they've earned another year no matter what?
Move on.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I think that's the sentiment of a lot of fans at this point. It's kind of like, I think Pagano and Arians balanced each other out. And of course, you know, when we did lose Arians, for how great of a coach he is, it's like, you know, I look at Arizona and I'm singing Adele to him. And I'm like, hey, come back. So.
Yeah. His scheme, it works. I mean, it worked in Pittsburgh. It's working in the desert. I guess, Pep Hamilton might not be one of the greatest minds we've ever seen for pro football. Who knows? I mean, he's not the whole problem, but, you know, I mean, obviously they need to get an offensive line. I mean, at some point you have to make that a priority, right?
Right. Yeah. I agree. I think every football team, I don't know, maybe it's like that for half of the football teams always, you know?
Yeah. Like, oh, absolutely.
I mean, look at the Cowboys or, you know, Jack and his Chargers. So it's just like, you know, the line gets decimated.
And you have a terrible offensive line and a quarterback that can't move.
Great combination.
It is. And it's not like it hasn't been a problem for like 5 years, but I don't know. Who am I? I'm just a fan.
Well, at least the one thing about offensive lines is that they can turn around very quickly. I mean, that can go for you or against you. But, you know, a person or two, chemistry, health, like suddenly a cohesive line can emerge that is quite functional without great pieces. Or, you know, unfortunately, on the flip side, a really talented line can fall apart overnight. I mean, we've seen Philadelphia go up and down year to year.
My gosh.
Like crazy on that level. So who knows? I mean, at least it's something that if you get a good offensive line coach in there, it can make a huge difference, regardless of how many first round draft picks you throw at it, which, you know, most of those guys haven't worked out.
Well, you brought up Philadelphia. Chip Kelly, does he have to make the playoffs, keep his job, or is he safe for another year no matter what?
I think he's going to be safe. I mean, just because of the fact that there's not a lot of better options out there. He's still a hot name. I mean, and he is turning it around. I mean, at this moment, like, they've won three in a row, right? So I think that talk is probably quieting. I would say that as long as he wants to be there, he'll probably be there.
And what about Mike's Dolphins?
For the seventh straight losing season, it is so much fun to watch them.
Ah, gosh. I mean, they do have some talent, don't they? But they never seem to be able to use it.
They finally got over 20 points for the third time this year, so that was very exciting last night.
Against the mighty Giants, yes. One of the more porous defenses in the league for the most part. I mean, their pass rush is starting to get a little bit better right now. But, yeah, I mean, that's at least you know you've got some pieces in place there. I mean, maybe, again, coaching and the system will really make a difference. But Tannehill, I don't know. I mean, I'm starting to –
definitely regresses here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, quarterbacks are so funny. I mean, things change year to year. I mean, talking about Philip Rivers, for example, we all buried him a few years ago. And certainly, I mean, Drew Brees has had games where you thought he was done. So it's crazy. It's a position that so many other things affect the performance of the player. And all we know about Tannehill is that he's got the basic tools. He's not a complete knucklehead. So I'd say there's still hope for him.
I think Mike's given up on him, though.
Completely, huh?
You sort of wish we had held off a year before giving him that $95, $97 million contract.
Yeah. I mean, that deal that they gave, like, Andy Dalton and Colin Kaepernick, that's an attractive deal to have where you can just get out if the guy's not developing, you know, where it's kind of on the team. But you can get burned, you know, if you don't lock somebody up. Right. Joe Flacco money, Russell Wilson money. I mean, that affects the team's, entire trajectory. So it's hard to manage your contracts with quarterbacks.
Well, like you said, they take up so much cap space. But like you said, if you don't make the move, like Chargers had Breeze and Rivers, and they couldn't, you know, keep them both, so they had to let
mistake. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's worked out for both teams in that case. Yeah. But if you don't have a quarterback like the Texans, you know, you can squander a J.J. Watt for a decade, you know, potentially, and just wander around. I mean, definitely Derek Carr is the single most important piece of the puzzle for the Raiders. There's no question about that. So it's so hard to even hit on a quarterback because there are so many busts, almost as many as these top 10 offensive linemen that I've been alluding to.
Well, I mean, the Raiders did have Carson Palmer, and they just, you know, gave him away.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Right. I mean, you know, it's the right quarterback for the right system.
Well,
you know,
I mean, he was a good fit for the Hugh Jackson system that we had at that time, and we practically made the playoffs in one of his years there.
Yeah.
But it just was, that was an ownership thing. I mean, he made some comments, Hugh Jackson did, and that it was sort of misinterpreted in the media, and they just decided to blow it up, and that meant, you know, Palmer would go as well because they weren't in a championship window, and he didn't want to be suffering on a bad team at his age. So it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, Jack has the same feeling with, you know, Philip Rivers at this point. He kind of – Jack, you kind of
– free.
Set him free. Oh. Go on to greener pastures. Win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I like him. You know, you'll never find me like a lot of people like love to trash talk Philip Rivers, and I've never felt that way. I've always liked what he does and thought he was a decent guy, and you know, he's fun to watch and he's a good leader. So I don't really get the hate on him.
Now who would you trash talk?
Oh. Well, let's see. At the quarterback position.
You're like, I don't want to put anybody out there because I might end up talking to them. Don't want to meet them in a dark alley.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's usually, well, yeah, I don't want to meet any of these guys in a dark alley. But, yeah, I mean, usually it's the stuff that when you have, like, that swagger and that sort of arrogance and entitlement and don't you know, don't have the humility to realize that not all of this is in your control or anyone else's. I'm trying to think of like somebody that's really rubbed me the wrong way at the quarterback position. I'll be honest, I'll flip it. Alex Smith. I hate Alex Smith because he's so tentative, because he doesn't throw the ball. You know, that drives me nuts.
Alex Smith. Now he was a Chief once, right, Russ? So Russ, who has remained silent for the better half of the podcast because...
Which makes it for a better podcast.
He was coming through too robotic, I think is... but he's a Chiefs fan, so he's a resident Chiefs fan.
Well, you know, I love the defense. They're definitely one of the best DSTs to own right now, and Jeremy Maclin is clearly, you know, doing very well. But I wish they had a more gambling quarterback. It's not that fun to watch Chief games most of the time unless they're really pushed outside of their comfort zone. But I got to run in a minute anyway, so maybe we'll make time for him to jump on and, you know, open some bandwidth for another voice here.
Are you there, Russ?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. I can hear you guys. I just can't see anything.
Well, John, if you have to run... we really appreciate you taking some time, though, to join us, and I'll turn it over
to Mike. My pleasure.
He's really kind of the MC.
Well, thanks for your time. I will root for your Raiders the last three games. How's that?
I appreciate that very much.
You're playing the Chargers, I think, on the Christmas Eve, right? That's we play each other?
We usually do late in the year.
I'm hoping for a better draft.
Yeah, that's usually my attitude when we play the Chargers late in the year. Hey, let's just lose.
We need to bring back Marty Schottenheimer and LaDainian Tomlinson, where it was always fun to play the Raiders.
Yeah, well, it's been fun to play the Raiders for a long time. But I think the league is better when it's not fun to play the Raiders. So, you know, it's it's everyone should be happy to have the Raiders be respectable, I think. I mean, we certainly suffered long enough.
I agree. All right, thanks, Josh.
My pleasure.
Well, thanks for smarting us up, the three super guys.
You guys seem pretty smart to me, but glad to help.
Want to give us information again, Mike?
On Twitter, he is John F. with the emphasis on underscore Evans. John F. underscore Evans.
Mike, I appreciate your support. Always, Mike's always been one of our my favorite people to interact with on Twitter. So it's always a pleasure talking to you. And we got to get you back on our show one of these days as well.
A longtime fan of the X's and Y's. One of the funniest football podcasts out there.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye. All right, Russell, you here? Are you there, Russ?
I'm here.
Hey, did anybody hear that clinking going on the whole time? Ding, ding, ding.
I kept hearing dings.
Okay, all right. So, well, that was a good guess. You're 2 for 2 there, Jeff.
It wasn't me, though.
I'm not blaming you. You're on a roll, Mike. Good job.
Yeah.
So you're a bit of a stalker on that podcast? Is that what you're
saying? Well, that was the weirdest Russ thing ever. That was probably the weirdest Russ cough ever. Captured on Robot Russ Koff.
Robot Russ Koff. Anyway, if you enjoy this podcast, like any other podcast that we do several podcasts. We have Survivor with Colleen, Jay, and Jack. The Amazing Race with Jack and Cindy. Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick. The Walking Dead with Three Stupid Guys. That's us. The Lost Podcast is back. Leftovers. We're going to do Billions, Cindy and I. Downton Abbey. Jay and Jack TV may be coming back in one form or another. And we have several other thousands of podcasts out there that you can listen to. And if you'd like to help us out, go to Patreon.com/Jay and Jack and help us out there. Give us a review on iTunes. It's all for fun. All right, you guys, anything else you guys want to talk about the world of football this week? Or you want to get straight to those amazing picks?
Let's get to those picks. I mean, we kind of always recap a little bit anyway, and it was nice that John could kind of talk about our teams a little bit. So
what I liked about it, no hesitation. You asked him a question, boom, knew the answer.
I like, sounds like, I like talking about Russ there.
So if someone asks us a question, we go, I don't know.
He's throwing us under the bus, really. This is the other stupid guys at this point. He's like, we're going chop liver here.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I had the same problem. Just like, all I do is cry every week. All right, so Russ, you had, you're still in first. You had 12 correct. You're at 131.
Ooh.
Is this not counted as a bonus, right? Does this count the bonus? Because we had
the bonus are below.
We had the 10, the Chargers. Getting 10 points and only one person bet against them.
Yeah, that was you.
They should have won the game. But I think the Chargers, if they do move, they should change their name to should have won. Literally, Malcolm Floyd has dropped, they said his head of stat has dropped 11 balls in his career. Been
wow.
For like 12 years. He was open. It was like Rivers just chucked it, like 70 yards. He was like 5 yards open behind everybody. Right in his hand, in stride, and he dropped the ball, which would have tied the game. It just dropped the ball. I'm like going, okay. And then at the end of the game, they had a chance. He throws to Woodhead on the last play of the game. Two guys who had the best hands, some of the best hands in football, Woodhead and Floyd. Woodhead, it hit him in the chest and dropped it. No win. I just went, it's just not meant to be. So I'm the whole time watching the game, it was pretty boring, but I go, wow, maybe I should have taken the Chargers getting 10 points. But anyway, Mike, you're in second. You had 11. You jumped over Matt there. Matt had 10. He's at 127. And Jack had 10 right, but still lost ground. He's at 117.
So everybody hit double digits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal. So, yeah, I was pretty happy with my picks going. I keep forgetting who I picked, though. Did that happen to anybody else?
No, because I had it written down.
It's upstairs. I have to come back upstairs, and I look at it sometimes and go, I don't know.
I was more saddened by my Colts loss, because, you know, I picked them, and, you know, and then you guys get one extra point on me, and it's just
that
man.
That was a close game.
Yeah, it will. They could have won that one, but I don't know.
They scored 40 more points.
Yeah. Well, the Hasselbeck fumble at the end of the first half really kind of set them back. So, and after that, I was like, you know what, kids? We're going to watch Empire Strikes Back. Because Daddy's not going to watch this. I was not going to watch that football game and just me.
When's everybody going to go watch? Did you say that, Matt? Mike?
Yeah.
You could do that.
I don't know what's up with the name this week, but yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so when are you going to see Star Wars, Russ? Do you have tickets already?
I'm going to take the kids on Sunday night.
Sunday night.
You already have tickets?
No, I don't need to get tickets, so it's pretty open.
Okay. You think so?
Yeah, I got tickets. Yeah. I got tickets ahead of time. Because I'm going on – oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Matt. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going Thursday night. Yep, 10 o'clock.
And Mike?
So.
I have no plans as of yet. Maybe Sunday, hopefully.
I'm trying
to convince my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law has two tickets, and I'm hoping I can get like the second one instead of my sister.
I don't have any tickets. I have, you know, Jay's going twice. He's going Thursday and Friday. I'll see it, but I'm not like all these people going. I'm going off the grid. I'm not going on Twitter. I'm no social media. I'm going off the grid until I see the movie. No one better spoil me.
That's me.
Like if I get spoiled, I get spoiled.
That's me. I mean, You're talking about me, Russ, or Jack.
You probably were the ones I'm picking on right now, but I did.
I did tweet it. I'm going dark, guys. This is it. No, seriously. Like after tonight, that's it. I'm off Facebook. Well, I'm off Twitter.
It's out there. Critics have seen it already. So
I know. I can't risk it. I've made it this far.
I want to see it, but the problem I have with it, I don't want to get too psyched up because I want to be disappointed. I've had nothing but disappointment in my life. I got my shower's leaking in my kitchen right now.
That's true.
I mean, it's one thing after another.
So you want to go in more thinking that it's not going to be good, and then just be like, yay.
Okay, all right.
That was all right.
Yeah, I liked it.
It wasn't worth the toys, but you know, it was good.
I wish I had like a percentage of this. It's because everything is Star Wars. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. How much money have they made on this movie? It hasn't even come out yet.
They actually bought a spot on our podcast right now for us to talk about it.
They did.
So this is paid for. Thanks, JJ. So
yeah.
That's all that lost money.
It's right. We don't need Patreon anymore. We got a Star Trek ad. Star Wars. I'm sorry, Star Wars.
The whole podcast screeched to a halt.
My bad. All right, you guys ready to get some of these winning picks?
Let's do it.
All right, first up, we got Tampa Bay versus the Rams. I will go first. Rams look good on Sunday, and Tampa Bay struggled against New Orleans. I'm still going to go Tampa Bay. I don't know why. It doesn't matter with me. Russ?
I'll take Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. And Matt?
I don't know what to make of either of these teams, so I'm going Rams.
Michael.
I feel like I should be picking Tampa Bay because St. Louis just won a game, so that they're due to lose. But I'm going to go with Rams. I'm going to go with Rams here.
Who's going to be a rookie of the year this year? Who do you guys think?
Cam Newton. If they remain undefeated, right? Rookie. I'm sorry. I thought you said MVP.
I thought you were making a joke there. No, rookie of the
year. No. I'm just drunk.
Okay, what happened?
On life. On happiness.
You got Mariota. You got Winston. You got Todd Gurley.
You got Jack Daniels.
Yeah, there you go. That guy's on fire. What do you think, Mike? Who's rookie of the year?
Winston sounds like a good pick.
You think so?
Yeah,
I say Gurley.
You think Gurley?
He doesn't. I like Guiley. Guiley's my pick.
I don't know if he doesn't get it. Just I think it's between one of the two quarterbacks. I think
the receiver for the Raiders, Amari Cooper, hasn't been doing too bad either this year.
No, but I think he's a receiver. It usually goes quarterback, running back, receiver. You know, defensive player, maybe. But I say it's going to the two quarterbacks. It'll be Winston or Mariota. All right, next up is Jets versus Dallas on Saturday night. Can't wait to stay home and not watch that game. Russ?
Not Dallas.
Okay, so you're going to the Jets.
Wow.
No, not sold on Castle, huh?
No, not at all.
They still have a shot at the playoffs, Dallas.
Really?
And, you know, did you see how with Jerry Jones, like, every day was saying something stupid about his team? First he said Garrett maybe didn't coach him up enough. Then he said, oh, I didn't mean it that way. Then he said we shouldn't have started with Whedon as a backup. Oh, I didn't mean it that way. It's just like every day he would say something and have to take it, retract it the next day. It's like, Jerry, just shut up.
Yeah.
And he's already made some great comments about Greg Hardy this year, too, how he's, like, one of the leaders on the team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's people that just spout out their mouth just to get in the press, basically.
You think that's what Jerry Jones does?
Yeah.
You think he likes his picture in the paper?
Yeah, just like certain other, you know, presidential candidates. I'm picking the Jets. J-E-T-S.
Mike.
Suck. Yeah, I'm going to go Jets here.
It's a clean sweep. We're sweeping it. Jets. Next up is Carolina going into New York. And Matt, you're up first. Can Carolina go 14-0? Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun. Yes, they can. And they've gone into to New York and beat them before. I'm picking Carolina. I'm sticking with them. So, I mean, the Giants, that Monday night game, again, was actually kind of decent. It was weird. It was like Monday night football was – I mean, there was a lot of scoring in that, even though they lost. So, Carolina, though, right. I believe in them.
You believe in them? Then I believe in them.
Yeah, I can't see Carolina going 16-0, so – one of these three games has to be the loss here. And they got Washington, they got the Giants, Atlanta, and then Tampa. It seems like Giants or Tampa would be the toughest test. And I'm going to go for the upset here and go Giants.
I never thought about that, but that's a good theory, so I'm going Carolina. It's like John said, their defense is just terrible, the Giants' defense. So,
I mean, Miami scored a lot on them.
Yeah, I think Miami has enough offense.
24-27.
And their defense is good, so I think Carolina wins this one again. 14-0.
I'll take Carolina.
All right. You're up next. It's Tennessee versus the beaten-up Patriots.
Sounds like could be a point spread game. We got 14 points.
Ooh, wow. 14 points.
All right.
Guess and that's not even the biggest. That's not even the biggest spread of the week.
So what? We're going to take let's see what the other games are. Texas.
Well, is anybody taking Tennessee? We'll just say it that way.
No. So let's just do this a straight pick. You have to do the points. There's no points. Time wasting your time picking the game. So,
okay.
Mike, plus 14 or minus 14?
I will say New England beats the 14.
I'm going to take Tennessee getting 14. So you're taking the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take Tennessee.
Man.
Marcus, man.
Russ, what are you gonna do? You gonna take New England with points?
I'm taking New England points. They'll cover.
Okay, I was gonna say they're not getting any.
Boy, yeah, this is kind of tough. But I'm gonna take New England because you know what? Belichick never lets up on the gas. So.
All right. I mean, so look what happened last week, and I went on my own. I lost.
So take heed, gamblers out there.
Yeah, there you go. Bet the house. Oh, the other one must be Brown Seahawks, right?
Yep, that's 14.5.
Okay. Next up is Bills versus Washington. Wow, Bills lost to Philadelphia, but they could have won the game. Washington got a big lead and then almost choked it.
These teams. I has there ever been a season like this where it's just like 1 week they're up, 1 week they're down, 1 week.
I don't know. I'm gonna go. I'm going to Washington at home. I don't know why. Russell?
What's the point spread?
14.5.
One.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
I just made up some number.
Wait, Matt. Well, you nailed it.
Did I? Is it one? Buffalo by one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking Washington.
And Mike?
Let's split it. I will go Buffalo.
All right. Ooh.
Russ, you're up next. It's your Kansas City Chiefs versus Baltimore.
Can they go?
I'll take Kansas City.
Hey, isn't there a chance that they could win the division still?
I think they have to
win out, right? Is that it?
I think they do have to win out.
Yes, they have to win out.
But they've won 7 in a row, right?
7 in a row. That's incredible.
Two games shouldn't count because they played the Chargers.
Baltimore seems like they've lost all hope. So
they're not even hooding Schaub at quarterback. Who's their quarterback now?
I know they signed Ryan Mallett yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always worked for Mallett. I'm taking Kansas City. They keep that defense rolling.
And Michael?
Kansas City.
We got a clean sweep, Kansas City.
Boom.
Matt, you're up next. This is for first place. The Texans versus the Indianapolis Colts. Dun, 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 dun.
Boy, I picked them last week and it really hurt me. I mean, I picked them all.
Is Charlie Whitehurst starting because didn't get hurt?
Yeah, I mean, he's old man Hasselbeck. You know, he's older than me. Younger than you, Jack, but yeah, older than me.
We have
the
same haircut, though.
What?
We have the same haircut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pull it off. I think you pull it off better, actually.
There you go.
So, because usually when I see Hasselbeck's head, it's on the ground after he's been sacked. But it's in Indy. I'm taking Indy. They got to win this one. This is for the play. It's chips all in. I mean, the coach keeps saying that, but I have yet to see it from the players. Chips all in.
Mike, you're going with?
After what Indianapolis just allowed Jacksonville to do, there's no way I would pick them this week. I'm going Houston.
You're dead to me, Mike.
Yeah, sorry, because I saw the Chargers play Jacksonville and beat them, too, and the Chargers are terrible. I got to go Texans. I just can't see the Colts winning this game. Unless they re-sign Trent Richardson. That might give them some hope. Take some pressure
they're
off.
They're better Williams. Than that. They're better than that.
And Russell?
Oh.
I would be taking the Colts if Sorgi was the quarterback, but since he's not, I'm taking the Texans.
I can't wait till I'm right. Next week. Vindication!
Next up, we have Mike, Atlanta, who started out 5-0. And now they've lost, what, 8 in a row? Something like that? Aren't they?
They have lost 6 in a row. 6 in a row.
But they did start out 5-0, right?
Yeah. So they're... I
mean, what's a more disappointing team? A team like, say, San Diego, Dallas, team that you might have thought that had a good chance... You know, Colts are struggling right now, or a team that starts out 5-0 and probably won't make the playoffs.
Well, I haven't. I picked them to win the NFC South, so that's still alive, right?
Yeah, I think they still.
No, Carolina
quits, right?
Carolina locked it. Yeah, they just quit. They forfeit.
You know what?
That's like, I'm done.
We're done. I think
we proved our point. We went undefeated.
Cam goes, I'm out of celebrations. I can't celebrate anymore. I'm tired. So, who are you taking, Atlanta or Jacksonville?
I will go Jacksonville. Atlanta's a mess.
Yeah, I would. Early in the season, this would have been a lock for Atlanta, but they're sure. Like I said, they're just terrible. And Russ, you have Atlanta?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Sweep it clean with the Jacksonville.
All right. I'm up next. It's Chicago versus the Vikings. Wow.
That's Vikings, a tough one.
Vikings got Norv Turner on. Their game last week.
They what got Norv Turner.
He just kicked the field goal, tie it up. Chicago's been playing much better of late. Vikings look a little shaky. I gotta take the Vikings. It's at home. That's the only reason. Russ?
I'll take Minnesota.
Minnesota.
This is I think probably the toughest one, but to pick. But I'm only picking it because Russ picked it. That's it. He's in the lead.
So you're taking Vikings?
Vikings. I'm taking the Vikings. That's the only reason.
Okay. And Mike?
Yeah, I think Minnesota rebounds here because they're trying to make the playoffs. So I'm going to go Minnesota.
Okay. Next up is Russ, John's favorite team, Green Bay versus the Raiders.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
Yeah, he said to bet house money. On Green Bay. Yeah,
he was pretty confident his team was going to lose, but it's still, you know, Raiders are sneaky good.
Yeah, sneaky weird good. Yeah, like shank you in the shower good.
Exactly. Well, you know, that probably happens anyway.
Matt, still, I'm still taking Green Bay, though.
Yeah. Michael?
It's probably not a smart decision going against a Raiders fan, but Green Bay has looked shaky this year. They haven't looked like the previous years. The offense hasn't looked as good. I'm going to go Oakland here.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn here because Green Bay was able to run the ball at will against Dallas. I mean, some of the tackling there was terrible for Dallas. At one point, it was Lacy ran 30 yards and didn't get touched going on, and there was nobody there. It was almost as bad as the Chargers. But I think Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, if they can really, if Lacy is ready to play and they can run the ball, I think it's a long day for the Raiders. I'm going to take Green Bay. But I would not be shocked to see the Raiders win this game.
Okay. You kind of gave me whiplash there.
I know. I was kind of,
All
right, next up we have the Browns versus Seahawks. This is another point spread game. Johnny Manziel.
Return to his non-native hometown.
Anyone taking the Browns before we start?
No.
Nope.
Okay. So let's go to the point spread. It's 14.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Matt, you're first.
I'm first. I'm taking Cleveland to cover, basically. I'm taking Cleveland with the points, basically.
All right.
With the points, 14.5. Mike. I'm going to carry that round that up.
Get a big medal, 14.5.
Like I said last week, Seattle finally losing Jimmy Graham. Freed them up. They're so much better with the backup tight end. So I think they cover the 14.5.
Lost their running back, though.
They're losing everybody, and they just keep getting better and better.
All right, so you're taking Seattle. Yeah, I got to take Seattle. I don't have much hope for Cleveland. Russell?
I'm taking Seattle.
All right. Matt, I don't know, you're on again there.
Yeah, that happens.
All right. Next up is Michael Cincy. Oh, we forgot to talk about Andy Dalton. Thumbs up for Andy Dalton. Thumbs down, right? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs cut off.
You know, it's funny, before the season started, people would have cheered if Andy Dalton got hurt. And then Andy Dalton's had a pretty good year this year, and they go, oh, our playoffs hopes are over. Andy Dalton got hurt.
But it does sound like it's week to week, and he does have a chance to return by, like, week 17 or first week of the playoffs.
The reason I heard he was probably done for the year.
Yeah, it sounded pretty serious initially, but then the reports yesterday, it's more week to week.
All right, so they have the Alabama.
From what I heard, he cannot do thumb wrestling for the next 2 weeks, basically. Thumb wrestling's out.
That sucks.
Yeah. and he also can't play the Fonz anywhere.
He just does exercises of, like, lighting.
Hey. So, Mike, you're up first. Cincy or the 49ers?
San Fran's been a little feisty recently, pulling off some
Oh, they lost to Cleveland, and I picked them.
I was just thinking of the Chicago win, but I'm going to go Cincy with the backup quarterback here.
I need to make some ground. I'll take a shot here and take 49ers. What do I have to lose?
I think that's a safe wild bet.
Yeah, would I finish in fourth? And Russell?
I'm still going to take Cincy.
All right.
Did I already pick? No, I didn't.
You took the 49ers.
No, I'm taking Cincinnati. Do not, no.
All right, I'm up next. Miami versus San Diego, which could be the last home game in San Diego. It could be the last one. We don't know. I say the Chargers are so pumped up this could be the last game that it ends in a tie. No,
if you get a tie, you get 10 points.
Rivers, if you saw the press conference after the game, they were asking him questions, and he's usually pretty, you know, outgoing, pretty, you know, pretty. He just looked like he wanted people just to tell him to shut up, and I'm going to punch you in the face, keep asking the question over and over again. He answered the questions, but he was like, I've had it. You know, it's just I'm tired of losing. I throw the ball to these guys, and they keep dropping it. He got sacked like 4 or 5 times, got hit. I think he's done, but in San Diego. But I'm going to go San Diego because it's the last home game. I'll watch it and cheer on my team, and I might even pee on the floor so I can feel like I'm in San Diego. Feel like I'm at the stadium. And Russell?
I'm going to go with your Chargers.
This is such a weird one to pick, and because but I'm picking the Chargers reluctantly. I
they have so many guys. It's like every week they lose 2 or 3 more guys. It's like,
and initially I was going to pick Miami because
you felt bad that it's their last, could be their last home game ever.
Well, and I just think, like, how can they screw up, you know, getting the first pick in the draft? You know, it's by winning at this point.
Yeah, so.
So it makes sense that the Chargers would leave town by winning and not by losing. So, And Mike's going to pick his team because he stands by his fishes.
I just keep picking against him every week, and I've only been wrong two of the last 7 weeks because they and I think it keeps going here. I think they finished with four-game losing streak to end the year. San Diego, Indianapolis, New England.
Right, whose phone was that?
Oh, that was just Mike's music.
Was that Mike's music?
Yeah, that's his, like, da, 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 like, that's my music.
Was that Russ?
Miami's going to lose out.
Was that your music, Russ?
No.
Well, whose music was it?
It wasn't mine.
It wasn't mine. I just have leaks in my roof, ceiling. It's not me.
Leaks on the audio, but yeah, I'm going to go San Diego here.
Okay. Denver versus Pittsburgh is Russell.
I'll take Denver.
Really? Okay.
Cool. Because I'm taking Pittsburgh. I don't know. I think it's a hard place to play.
Yeah, well, not according to John Clayton. Upset. Huge upset.
Huge.
Oh, upset win for Pittsburgh. It's always tough for Pittsburgh to win in Pittsburgh.
It is really hard, especially against the Arizona Cardinals.
Shut up, John Clayton.
Because Bruce Arians, like, he basically has a set of keys still. He's just like, just letting myself in, looking at your playbook. This is going to be easy.
You guys probably thought I forgot about John Clayton. No.
Hashtag come at me, bro.
Yeah. Come at me, stick boy. All right, so
That's me.
Maybe I was talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Mike.
I will go Pittsburgh here.
Pittsburgh. Okay, and I will take Pittsburgh because, come on, I'm not sold on Osweiler. I don't think he's the real deal. I think Pittsburgh wins this game. Next up is we have Matt.
Yep.
Sunday Night Football.
Arizona versus Philly, a must win for Philly.
Must win for Philly, and they'll lose because I'm picking Arizona. I think this is, I don't know. This is just an obvious pick.
Do they win? They lose. Philly loses. Giants lose, and Washington loses, and Dallas wins. Can you see that happening? Because then you'd all teams would be 6-8, and Dallas would be what, 5?
Well, we'll find out on Saturday when Dallas actually loses to the Jets, because then they'll be out of it.
Maybe they beat the Jets.
Maybe they could, but, you know, maybe they could. I don't know.
I don't know. Mike, you're going with?
I will go Arizona.
Arizona. And I will go with?
The freaky Phillies?
I'm taking Philly. I don't know why, because I'm crazy.
Russ, well, they're crazy.
I'm taking Zona.
And last up, Mike, the Lions, who are dead to me, versus New Orleans.
We're dead to
everybody.
True Breeze.
Let's see. I'm going to go with...
You need to pull out the coin?
Only for Miami games. I'm going to go to New Orleans here.
I'm going Detroit. Why not? They've cost me any chance of having, you know, I think I've lost, they've lost, 9 or 10 games, and I think I picked them every time but once.
So, stick with what breaks your heart. That's what I always say.
What's one more loss at this point in the season?
Hey, it's just a crazy matchup. My work.
Hey, if I finish in last, do I get the first pick in the draft next year?
First pick in the draft.
Does it work that way?
No, you always start first. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe you need to flip the order. Maybe you get to go last.
Fourth? There you go.
You know.
All right. I like it. Russ?
I'm going to take New Orleans.
New Orleans. And
I'm only taking the Saints because they're at home. But Monday Night Football, I mean, what? Talk about some crappy matchups. Sorry.
ESPN's like going, can we get a flex on this thing? Because, you know, NBC can flex it because the Chargers got flex for each. I think the Kansas City Charger game was supposed to be Sunday night. They flexed it.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Cincinnati, San Francisco, possibly.
Well, I was San Diego was supposed to have a Sunday night game. They got flexed. But,
yeah, I'm sure there's some people at ESPN that they're like, hey, NFL, we're not playing the concussion commercial, you know? Don't. We're being nice.
Well, how would they do that for Monday night, though? You'd have to have two games on Monday night.
Two games on Monday night.
to have two games on Monday night and say, okay, this one we're showing nationally, the other one we're just going to show local. I mean, take a chance on, I don't know. Or you just pick New England. New England just gets to play every Monday night since they
sure. play every year. That's the way to do it right there. So, just
seems fair, right?
Yeah, or the Cowboys, because somehow I always end up having to watch some Cowboys game, and I'm like, really? Boring. Tony Romo broke his collarbone again? Great.
Des Bryant. Is this a rerun?
Yeah, I'm like, Des Bryant has issues dealing with people? Okay.
Come on.
Jerry Jones is in his box again? George Bush is making an appearance? What is this?
Greg Harding's just not a nice guy.
Right. You have another wide receiver with you know, daddy issues? Come on. Like,
who else got arrested on that team? Come on.
Yeah. I'm just crapping on the Cowboys.
It's fun.
It's fun. It's fun when you know Cowboys fans.
No, it's not.
Anyway,
that's our show for today. I got to go check my ceiling.
Yeah, I hope that
sandbags. I don't know what I'm gonna do with this shower. Kind of depressed right now. I mean, the worst part is the shower. You have to shut off all the water to the house. It's not like the sink. Everywhere else you can shut off the water. I can't figure out how to shut the water off of this, just the shower. There should be a switch where I can shut the water off on that one shower. Now we have no water.
Right.
So it's one flush, people. That's all you're getting tonight. It's one flush per toilet. That's it. The rest is just going to have to build up. Build up.
So. I know what you mean about the main water line thing. It's annoying.
Isn't that stupid?
Yeah, I need several smaller valves throughout the entire plumbing.
I can shut off every sink in the house, the dishwasher. I could shut off everything that has water in the house except my two showers. Anybody have answers for me?
I don't have answers for you. I just think, you know, you need to get that shower fixed. And
I can't do it at 12 o'clock tonight.
When my dad redid his bathroom upstairs in their house, he cut a hole in the closet in behind where the shower was.
Yeah.
And he put a master valve in there, and then he put a panel in the closet. That way he can access it so he could shut the water off. That's probably what you're going to have to do.
What, right now?
Well, whenever you get to it.
Well, I got to fix the shower first. I mean, it doesn't do me any good to put the valve in there if the shower's fixed.
Yeah. Perfect time to break out the Sawzall, Jack. It's after midnight.
Go to it.
I just
just pretend, just draw a picture of a zombie on the wall and cut off its head, and there you go.
Actually, what I'll do is I'll put a dumpster there, and I'll crawl under the dumpster and get it from there. What do you think?
There's a lot of space under that dumpster. I mean, you can set up a whole.
I could live there.
Sandwiches. You can have a kitchen.
You could stay there you could be under a dumpster for a month.
Look, honey, I found a new place for you to put your shoes.
Yes.
This dumpster.
You could put a jack-in-the-box under the dumpster.
You could.
It's just an endless cycle of food coming in and out. All right. I don't know if we can make this podcast any better, except to say that it's brought to you by TAC from Tokyo and the letters Z.
You heard about Eckhart, Rittner, Glatfelter also.
I was letting you do that. Well,
thank you. Also, our special guest,
John Evans.
John Evans. I had it in my head. Why don't you want to say Josh? Can he change his name to Josh? No, he was a great guest. He's welcome back anytime. It's always good to have someone smarter than us. Well, it's not, you know, much of a reach for that. But anyway, he was great on the show. And Russ, it was great to have you finally be here. I mean, you had some problems earlier. Some issues earlier, right? I mean, how many times you were in and out? You were in and out, in and out, in and out. I think it's your internet.
It's got to be. Ever since they redid all this, it sucks. I'm telling you.
Who's your internet provider?
Time Warner.
Whose music is that?
Time Warner music. That's the Time Warner cue.
Someone has to own up to that music. It's
not me. I think it's Mike.
I'm looking to see if it's like YouTube. Maybe it has like a commercial playing, but nope.
Oh.
Nothing.
Is it you, Russ?
Nope. All right. My phone's on mute.
It's not me. There's music dripping down from the ceiling.
Right. There's a, you know, dumpster juice just kind of dripping on it. Hey, maybe that's what's happening with your internet connection. It's running underneath a dumpster.
There you go.
It's got all
so
that.
So we'll end the show on, we can end the show on a cliffhanger. Will the music return next week?
Will we ever find out the mystery music?
Well, right now on the Jay and Jack TV, as far as podcasts go, it's going to be up to this sports talk show to carry the weight the next 3 or 4 weeks.
I don't think we're up to that. I mean,
That's not a good thing for you guys.
We're almost at 1,000. We're almost at 1,000.
I mean, hey, let us know. You can tweet us at 3 Stupid Guys. You know, let us know. Yeah, spelling it out, not the number. Spelling it out.
3 Stupid Guys.
Let us know if you want us to cover more, a little bit of, you know, I don't know. Do you hate us?
The goal.
Let us know.
I think the goal is to do the show at least twice a month after football season.
Yes.
You talk about hockey, how the Canadians had one loss in the first 19 games, and now they can't win.
Injuries cost you.
You got to have depth. It doesn't hurt the Patriots. Patriots keep winning.
They know how to win. So I was a Patriots fan on Sunday night. They beat those Texans. Anyway. We should call it quits so you can get that shower fixed, Jack.
All right. Well, I'm not fixing the shower. I'm just going to get some sandbags.
Oh, yeah. Sandbag that.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's it. Join us next week, or good next week, too.
Hey, Matt, for next week, you think you can get a dumpster mural behind you?
No. I don't paint trash.
You got the Colts behind you. Come on.
Matt, what if you got Jack in the Box tacos and ate them live on the air?
That actually sounds pretty delicious right now.
There you go.
I'll tell you what. If my Colts lose, then I'll bring some tacos on them.
There, I guess we're having Taco Tuesday. We're having Taco Tuesday because your
Taco
team loses.
Tuesday.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and check us out on Twitter. 3 Stupid Guys.
See you next week.
We'll follow anybody.
Adios.
Great show, kid.
Hey,
I
forgot one thing. Did you guys on Twitter go and retweet my thing to Jimmy Kimmel yet?
Oh, man, my phone cutting out right. I can't hear anything.
Bye.
What's Twitter?